Welcome back to episode 8 of the podcast. It feels very weird to be starting this instead of Hannah.
But I'm still here.
My name's Sarah, and I'm joined by my beautiful, incredible, wonderful co-host.
Hannah.
Yeah. Well done.
Thanks.
And we're the travelling too, if you didn't know that already.
What a beautiful introduction, Sarah.
Thanks. We're currently in our camper van once again. We are in a kangaroo sanctuary tonight, campsite called Horizons, which is in Agnes Waters.
It's a bit north of Rainbow Beach. It's a really nice campsite.
Really nice campsite.
The people that run it are really lovely, and they take such good care of their kangaroos.
Yeah, the guy, Gary, loves his kangaroos. He was giving us a whole talk earlier when we arrived, and it was like sunset, so like they were feeding the kangaroos sweet potatoes, and he was just having a nice old rant about
telling us everything about the kangaroos.
Yeah. So let's get into it.
So at the end of last week, we headed towards Rainbow Beach, which was where our tour to Fraser Island was departing from. So Rainbow Beach was a really small town.
Yeah, tiny.
Hardly anything there. We just chilled on the beach. They have the rainbow stairs, which take you down to the beach, which are really cool.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a pretty nice beach. You could go surfing if it was nice weather. We had a bit of rain that day.
Yeah, our original plan was to hire surfboards and surf.
But it was just a bit drizzly and cold, and we didn't get in the water at all.
Yeah.
But we did manage to on and off chill on the beach.
Yeah, and we stayed at Freedom Hostel, which is where the tour goes from.
Yeah, which was fine for camping, because they have a camper van car park at the hostel, which gives you access to all the facilities. So the hostel actually has 2 swimming pools, which we could have used. They have a hammock area, kitchen facilities.
It was a very busy hostel, full of backpackers.
Because everyone doing Fraser Island tours.
Yeah, because the Greyhound bus especially comes straight outside of the hostel. Mm. Like, you arrive and you're basically at the hostel. So it was, packed with, like, French people, German people, like, people from all over.
Yeah.
But basically, Rainbow Beach is just a small, tiny town that everyone just goes to, because that's the way to get to Fraser Island.
Yeah. It's got a very small high street, so we ended up also staying at Freedom again when we got back from Fraser Island.
Mm-hmm.
So we managed to go for dinner on that high street.
Yeah, there's, like 5 places to choose from. There's not a lot of choice.
There's not a lot of choice.
And we were there on Easter Sunday, where
things closed.
Yeah, so we literally only had 1 option for dinner that night,
but which actually worked out fine. Like, the food was really, really nice.
Mm-hmm.
It was a bit expensive, but it was really good food.
So what was your rating?
I only gave it a 4 out of 10, because it was fine. Yeah. It was more as a convenient place to get to the tour.
Yeah. Nothing more.
There wasn't much there.
Yeah.
It was okay.
Yeah, I gave it a 5 out of 10.
Nice.
Just same, similar.
Mm.
The beach was nice. Apart from that, not much.
Not a lot. Yeah.
Moving on to actual Fraser Island, which was the whole reason we were there. So I gave Fraser Island a 9 out of 10.
Solid.
What was yours?
I gave it a 10 out of 10. I love Fraser Island.
Wow.
Yeah, so we did the Discovery Fraser Island tour, which was a 2-day, 1-night tour.
Yeah.
And it was great. You meet at Freedom Hostel
at 7 a.m.
At 7 a.m. which is a very unnecessary time to meet, considering you don't leave until about 8:30.
Yeah, but that wasn't their fault. That was because of the high tides.
Yeah, there was high tide, so you couldn't get across to the island
because there wasn't enough sand.
There wasn't any sand to drive on, but there wasn't much of a briefing really. So, but you got a chilled morning. We, you know, everyone just chilled together for a bit, sorted out some documents. And when we were on Fraser Island, you're in 3 4WDs.
Mm-hmm. That was our group. I feel like some groups might have been bigger, some groups might
probably
have been smaller.
So our group was
made about 20 people.
Yeah, 18-20 people. So it was split between 3 4WDs, and you take it in turns to drive the 4WD along the sand. Mm-hmm. Which was really cool. And once you're across the barge,
You get a barge to the other side. It was like a massive queue, because they've only got like 2 small barges to get across. And
and loads of people going to Fraser Island.
Loads of people. So we were just waiting there for quite a bit. But yeah, once we got on, the tide was still quite high when we arrived. And Benny wasn't even sure if we could
take the beach road or if we were going to have to take the inland road, yeah. which he didn't really want to take because it's a lot bumpier and not as easy to drive on as taking the beach road. In the end, we did manage to take the beach road.
Yeah, and it was really cool, like, just driving on the sand. Yeah. Like,
it was just, like, so free. Like, you were just, like, driving this massive tank along the sand at 80 miles an hour. It was really cool.
And it was quite skiddy as well, I feel like, because the sand was still a bit wet. Yeah. And, like, when the cars were driving, like, it leaves tracks, but you need more tracks in order for it to be, like, a firm.
Yeah, it's a bit like driving on ice.
Yeah, it was really fun, though.
So that first, Eli Creek, mm-hmm. which is, like, a naturally clear water, fast-flowing creek.
Yeah, like spring water that just, like, flows into the ocean.
Yeah, and we went down it on, like, little rubber dinghies.
Yeah, they provided, like, free dinghies for the whole group, which
it's
was
like
really
a lazy
fun.
River, basically.
Yeah,
it was really nice. After that, we went to Champagne Pools,
mm-hmm. which is called Champagne Pools because the water is supposed to spray from the sea, like the waves spray, and then they go over the rocks, and then apparently
it looks like champagne.
It doesn't really, but
it really doesn't.
It was just like an outdoor pool, which was
it was
nice.
Like one of the rock pools that we've been to.
Yeah.
It was nice.
There was quite a lot of people there as well.
Yeah, it was quite busy. Yeah.
It was quite far up north of the island as well. Like, it took us ages to get there. Yeah. Like, it took us a solid, I'd say, 2 hours driving up.
From the campsite, probably, it was about an hour from Eli Creek.
Yeah, I feel like majority of the day spent on Fraser Island was driving.
Yeah, a solid amount you are driving, because things are probably about
an hour
away.
Which is fun, because you're driving the 4WD.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just didn't realise that when we first went on the tour. I thought Fraser Island was tiny.
I did think it was going to be a lot smaller than it was.
Yeah.
I didn't think things were that far apart. But the island is, like, pretty big. Like, we were only there for 2 days, and Benny said that you could have been there for, like, a week and still have still would have been more to see.
We went up to Champagne Pools, which was very up high up north, to be fair. Mm-hmm. There was only a tiny bit extra. But we were asking him what was his favourite place on the island, and he was like, oh, I like to go to the other side, on the northwest side of the island, yeah. and it's really, really pretty. So, like, yeah, you could have gone to, like, way more places.
He said, like, a bit further up north, like, if you went to another inland track past Champagne Pools, it was a bit more like Whitsundays, and the sea was way calmer, just, like, really pretty.
Yeah.
We only went to Eli Creek, but he said there's, I think, another four.
Four creeks, yeah.
As well. I think Eli Creek is just, like, the most famous.
Yeah.
So on that first day, the other thing that we saw on the way back to the campsite was the shipwreck, mm-hmm. which is like a boat that's been washed up and buried in the sand.
Yeah, it's been there for about 130 years or something.
Yeah, something like that.
But yeah, it was really cool.
The campsite that we stayed in Fraser Island was called Dilly Village. Mm-hmm. It was a really good campsite, I thought.
Yeah, we stayed in tents, which is the first time that we've stayed in a
tent. We haven't stayed in tents.
Yeah, it was quite cool. So everyone just got split into pairs. Like, if people were traveling together, they stayed in the same tent.
Yeah, and they were all already pitched for you. You got given a sleeping bag, a pillow.
The tour was really, really good in terms of, like, everything was done for you.
Everything was done for you. Like, you got back to the campsite, we were left to go and, like, shower and everything. Benny made us dinner.
Like, everything is just there. Like, you arrive, they give you dinner,
you arrive first, they give you lunch, they take you everywhere, they tent set up, they make you dinner. The next morning, he was like, come at 6:30, and we arrived, like, we got ready, went to the kitchen area at 6:30 in the morning, and breakfast is already made. Mm-hmm. It was really good as well
because we're veggie, and I was a little bit worried about whether the veggie options would be that good because, yeah, more people are becoming veggie, but there are still a lot of people who aren't. But the veggie options were amazing.
Yeah,
like,
they were really good.
In the morning, he made us, like, a proper breakfast veggie wrap. He made so much effort. Yeah, lunch was really nice, like, falafel wraps and everything. It was great.
Yeah, they were really, really good.
And then on the second day, we woke up really early and then headed to Lake Mackenzie. So this is the first time that we went on an inland track, which was, like, super bumpy.
So bumpy.
The trees were so pretty. And
it,
like,
gave me bad flashbacks to that low moment when we were driving Stan through that terrible bumpy road.
Yeah, but it was way better this time.
It was way safer driving a 4WD.
Like, it was fine in comparison.
Yeah.
Also, the weather wasn't amazing on the first day. Like, it was dry. It was a bit grey clouds. But, like, the second day, it was really sunny in the morning.
Yeah.
And we arrived, and Lake Mackenzie is absolutely stunning.
Yeah, it's so, so beautiful.
The water is so clear.
And just the colour of it, like, the blue.
Like, the blue.
It's, like, the most amazing blue.
Yeah, and, like, you can see everything when you're in the water. Yeah. That was really, really fun. Like, we got about an hour and a half there,
Just to swim.
Chilling.
Chill.
On the dinghy, just swimming. And, yeah, it was so nice.
So nice.
And then after Lake Mackenzie, we went on another inland track and we went to a rainforest called Central Station.
Yeah, Central Station. So we did like a boardwalk through the rainforest. And
Benny was giving us the whole explanation.
Loads of facts about all the trees.
Which I loved.
And the creek. And saying about how women used to give birth in that creek.
Yeah, because the creek is like the purest water almost on earth.
I think he said, yeah, on earth.
And he was like, drink this water. It's the best water you'll ever drink.
Yeah, he like, was like, you have to fill up your bottle from here.
And it was really good water.
Yeah.
Very nice. I didn't taste that much difference.
I didn't think it tasted that much different, but he was like, it's better than bottled water.
Yeah, but that was really cool. And then we drove back to the camp and
had lunch and I think headed back to mainland.
Back to the hostel.
Yeah, actually one thing that we did see on the way back to the hostel, so around Fraser Island you see loads of dingoes just hanging about. They live on the island. Apparently you have to be really careful of them, but actually all the ones we saw were so chill. They look like dogs, but apparently they're a lot more dangerous, but really... They were just wandering about minding their own business. They weren't coming up and attacking you or anything. Like,
yeah.
They say that you should carry a stick and bash them in the face if they come up to you, but
yeah,
they
the
really...
videos that we had to watch before Fraser Island were just like...
It was a bit over-exaggerated.
They can attack you and, like, don't go out at night alone because they'll attack you in packs, and it was just a bit dramatic.
We saw, like, a few dingoes walking about on the sand and they're really just, like, sniffing about. They're not coming up and bothering you if you're not bothering them. But when we were queuing up for the ferry, like the barge, to get back to mainland, we spotted dolphins.
Oh, yeah. So we finally got to tick off dolphins.
We didn't have to sit on that two-hour rubbish ferry cruise.
Completely forgot about that.
Yeah. And we saw, like, a load of dolphins right by the shore just popping up and down. So we sat and watched them for, like, half an hour whilst
waiting for the barge.
Which was a nice way to end Fraser Island, I thought.
Mm, yeah, it was really nice.
So why didn't you give it 10 out of 10?
It was more things that wasn't in the control of Fraser Island. Like, Fraser Island...
The weather.
The weather on the first day could have been a bit nicer.
Yeah.
Also, it's not the fault of the island that it's so big, but it is really massive.
Yeah.
And, like, I feel like...
There's more to see.
There's way more to see, and I would have loved to see more.
Mm.
And so I can't give it... A 10 out of 10 until I've seen more of it.
Yeah, okay, fine, I get that.
Yeah?
That makes sense.
Nice.
I just liked what we did, so I gave it a 10 out of 10.
Nice. Content.
I was very content with the trip. But
yeah.
I'd highly recommend doing the Discovery Tour, and if you have Benny, say hi.
Benny, yeah.
Because Benny's a great guy.
He is incredible.
Yeah.
So after Fraser Island, we went to Hervey Bay, which is another place that you can drive to and do tours of Fraser Island from. But we wanted to just check it out. I didn't rate it that much. Like, it was just this town.
No, I'd say Hervey Bay was very similar to Rainbow Beach. It's like a place that people go to do tours from Fraser Island, mainly.
Yeah.
We started off in a place called Uganda, I think it was called. Urunga? Something like that. It was like the south part of Hervey Bay, and we drove up the coast, and we stayed for most of the day at Torquay Beach, yeah. Which was a pretty nice beach, I thought. We just chilled on the beach for the day, really. You could have done... I think you could have hired surfboards there as well.
I only gave Hervey Bay a, 4 out of 10, 3 out of 10. But maybe that's because we didn't do enough. But I just didn't think the beach was that nice, to be honest.
Really?
Like, I thought it was okay. But I didn't... Like, I didn't rate it that much. I preferred the Rainbow... I preferred Rainbow Beach to Hervey Bay Beach.
I don't know. I gave Hervey Bay a 7 out of 10.
You gave it... Wow!
Because I thought, like... It was a bit... It was way bigger than Rainbow
Beach. It was way
Beach,
bigger. There was more to do.
Which I preferred. There was more to do. There was more towns there. We drove through Point Vernon, which I thought was really pretty.
That was pretty.
They have a place in Point Vernon called Sunset Point. And we were driving through there at, like...
Sunset?
Dusk at sunset. And, like, that area was really, really pretty.
Mm.
Hervey Bay just has, I think, a lot more different little towns. There's a place called Illy Waters, which is, like, a nice little town. And I preferred that there was, like... more there, so I give it a bit higher than Rainbow, but really it is just another place I'd say to do Fraser Island from. I wouldn't say it's necessarily worth a stop outside of if you were going to do Fraser from there.
Yeah.
So after Hervey Bay, then today we headed to Bundaberg.
We loved Bundaberg. I loved Bundaberg.
I really like Bundaberg too.
Which is funny because my sister's been giving us recommendations and she said it was crap. And
yeah, she said there was nothing there, which, I mean...
It's true.
There isn't a lot there. It's a very run-down little town. But Bundaberg is known for its rum. Mm-hmm. And you can do a tour of their rum distillery.
Yeah.
So we did.
Yeah, and it was really... It was such a good tour.
The tour was really good.
Like, we were debating whether to pay for it or not. We were like, oh, it's a little bit expensive. It wasn't even that expensive. It was £16, which is, like, average.
Yeah, I'd say it's reasonable, and it's, like, it's a good tour. You go to a... You do the museum part first, and then you go on the tour around the distillery, and they show you all the, like... all the processes. You get to try the
molasses.
That was what it was called.
Which is, it's like a byproduct of sugarcane.
It's disgusting. It tastes like licorice.
Yeah, it wasn't very nice. But I loved the smell of...
The smell was so good. It was smelled like incredible. Sticky toffee pudding.
Yeah. And like the tour guides were really good.
They were so good. They were so enthusiastic and just like loved the...
They were just making lots of jokes. Not sure if they were quite landing, but it was funny.
They were funny.
I didn't realise this, but like you couldn't take your phone or anything because...
It's just a fire hazard.
Yeah, and, like, the distillery has burnt down twice before. Mm. So, obviously, they're, like, extra cautious. And then at the end of the tour, we got two samples of rum.
So you can pick if you want a...
Like a master's distillery, one of the ones that have won awards. And then there's also the liqueurs that are exclusives, and they're so good.
They're so good. Yeah. And you can only get them at the distillery.
Mm-hmm.
And we couldn't resist.
It was really, really good. Like, especially, like, for value for money as well, I think. Like, I got the Master's Solero, which was really, really... Like, it's won the best dark rum.
I think all of their rums had won awards.
Yeah.
In the rum competitions.
And, like, I didn't love it at first because it's, like, a whiskey or a scotch. And, like, I'm not a massive fan of whiskey scotch. Like, I'll drink it. But it, like, grew on me. And I did like it in the end.
No, you enjoyed all the rums.
But the liqueur, oh.
Yeah, I enjoyed the liqueur.
You had salted caramel.
I had salted caramel and you had the coffee and chocolate. And they were both amazing.
Amazing. We actually bought a chocolate and coffee liqueur from the shop afterwards because we were like, we can't not leave without this.
Yeah, so now we've got 700ml of Bundaberg liqueur.
To get through before we leave.
In the next 3 weeks.
Nah, it'll be fine. It won't be that hard.
Nah, we'll drink it. So what did you give Bundaberg?
So I gave Bundaberg 10 out of 10.
Really? You gave Bundaberg 10 out of 10, but Fraser Island a 9.
No, I'm joking. It's not a 10 out of 10. Bundaberg, I gave an 8 out of 10.
Okay, solid.
Yeah, there's nothing there apart from the rum distillery.
No, that's really it.
But
the rum distillery is worth a stop, I'd
is
say.
Is a 10 out of 10, so it bumps the town up from 1 to 8.
Yeah, I gave Bundaberg an 8 out of 10 too.
Nice.
Because I did think the tour was really, really good.
Yeah. So yeah, if you are on the way from Rainbow Beach to, where are we going? Early Beach,
yeah.
Definitely stop at Bundaberg and go to the distillery.
Yeah, I would recommend the distillery. It was really good.
Yeah, just wait an hour after the distillery until you can drive again.
They told us we were under the limit, but I was all right. I'd say definitely you could still feel the alcohol, but Sarah was not in a fit state to drive.
That's not true. It's
Sarah, you were asleep on the drive to, where did we come to?
Because I was tired. Because I was tired. Also, you didn't drink your third drink.
My second.
You didn't drink your second drink.
You don't even remember how many drinks you had.
So I had 3, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Well, not even 3, I literally had 2.5.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, lunch after the distillery was a good idea, and then me driving was a good idea.
I disagree. I think I would have been fine.
You'd have fallen asleep at the wheel.
Anyway,
let's move on.
On to tiffs and tails.
On to the tiffs and tails. All right, you go first.
Okay, my tiff for you this week, I'm really annoyed at you because you keep guessing... What your tiff is... Wait, sorry, this isn't meant to be a lesson. Hannah keeps trying to guess what the tiff is before we've even, like, recorded the episode. And it's really annoying because it ruins the surprise.
But I like to try... But I haven't shared what I think it might be.
Yes,
I just
I know that
have
you know
an
it.
Idea of what it might be. And...
You're
well,
right.
If I know that we're going to be recording, I'm like, what's the tiff going to be this week? And I'd like you to try and work it out.
Anyway.
So your tiff with me is that I try and guess the tiffs.
That wasn't my original tiff. My tiff for Hannah this week is that Hannah is the most indiscreet person in the world.
What I thought it was going
to
be.
Whenever you want to talk about something that you don't want other people to hear, Hannah just talks as loud as possible. She's quiet sometimes, but... So we were on Fraser Island, and not to give too much information, but it was that time of the month for me, and I was trying to figure out how to sort myself out before we were going in the creek, and Hannah just decides to chat about it so loudly that, like, everyone on the tour could hear my issue, and I was just like, Hannah, this is not the time to be talking this loud. Just let me sort myself out. Yeah.
I don't have much defence, but, like, sometimes you say I'm quiet, and then sometimes you say I speak loudly, and I can't figure out the balance.
It's like you only speak loudly when I don't want you to, when I don't need you to.
I only speak loudly at those times.
Yeah. So if you get really excited about...
things that don't require the excitement.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not that discreet.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was also... when I was, like, pointing, sometimes I, like...
You point at people.
I point when I'm saying something, and I don't mean to, but, like, the arm just has a mind of its own.
You do point at people. We're, like, talking about... Just, you know, you have little side just, like, conversations sayings, about like... people on the tour or whatever, and you just point at them, and I'm like, Hannah.
Yeah, I didn't mean to, and, like, I... As soon as I do it, I'm like, whoops, I wasn't meant to do that. It's just, like, an instinct.
Yeah, it's okay.
I'll try to be more discreet with... stuff.
Your turn.
Okay, well, mine's quite different to that.
I have no clue what it's going to be, actually.
Okay, so my tiff with you this week is that you like to use the sponge for washing up to clean the table. And I don't like it.
I knew this, as in, like, I know this, but... It's funny that it's now a tiff.
Because, so wait, can I explain?
Yeah, you can explain, sorry.
So, generally, like, if we're in, I don't mind it, if we're in, like, a place and we're using their sponge to wash up, say, their stuff, then Sarah likes to clean the area around the sink. And that's fine. And I've questioned you on it before, and you say you don't like to leave a mess, and I'm like, okay, get that. And that's, like... okay, can deal with. It was the time this week when we were at a campsite on a picnic bench, and we were cooking, and we had washed up, we were using our sponge, and then the picnic bench was not clean, the table was not clean, and it wasn't just the dirt that we had created, the table was just dirty. Sarah used our sponge to wipe the table, and then we were going to use that sponge to clean our dishes, and that's gross.
In my defence,
yeah,
this is the reason I do it is because I don't like to leave the table dirty.
And I don't like the dirt of the table on the sponge.
Yes, but, okay, so, for example, when we make dinner at a campsite on a picnic bench, we end up, like, it's mainly me, because I end up, like, sloshing things about too much, and there ends up being, like, water and dirt on the picnic table, and I'm like, I can't leave this for the next camper.
Yeah, so use a tissue or a wipe or something.
But we have limited tissues.
Nah.
Yeah, we don't.
We have limited sponges. I had to throw away the sponge today because I couldn't face it any longer. And now we've only got one sponge left.
No, but that sponge was covered in tomato juice.
Yeah, I could have thrown it away earlier, but I, like, held out.
Anyway, if you, like, put water over the sponge and, like, soap and whatever after you've used it on the table, it's fine. It's clean.
No. I don't like the cleaning of the tables with the sponges.
Well, I don't like leaving the mess for the next people after the camp, after we've made dinner.
We have so many wipes. We have a whole pack of the yellow
wipes.
Well,
you get the wipes out then.
I offered yesterday to get the wipes out.
Just do it. If it annoys you that much,
I said I'll get the wipes out.
Well, don't ask, just do it then. Right.
Okay.
On to tales.
So, the first tale for this week is about Fraser Island.
Mm-hmm.
So we had one night at Fraser Island where we all sat and had dinner together. So everyone then really got to get to know each other, basically.
Mm-hmm. It was really nice because we had been driving with people all day. Like, you share a 4WD with, like, 7 other people. So you are getting to know people. But, like, it's quite, like, small chit-chat during the day.
Mm.
Whereas when it was dinner time, we arrived a bit late. We were, like, one of the last peoples after showering to, like, arrive at the dinner table, and then we had to, like, squidge in at the end.
Yeah. I don't think we weren't late. We were just, like, the last ones to shower, pretty much. It was a queue.
But, yeah, and, like, it was just really nice to, like, so we were chatting to this Irish couple who lived in Melbourne, Sarah and Ryan. They were so lovely.
Got engaged.
They had just got engaged, and, like, I'm not to give you their whole story, but they were, like...
They're getting married in Spain.
They were really, like, cool, and it was really nice to, like, chat to people. And then we met Lois and Nathan, who are from the UK.
Mm.
They're 23, so, like, similar age to us. And they have done the exact same route as us, from Melbourne to Cairns. They've done 7 weeks, same amount as us. They've got 3 weeks left.
Yeah, they did.
They're doing Asia after Australia. Like, it was insane, the amount of similarities.
Just like the whole thing, basically, we were like comparing our dates that we've been doing different things, and we've been lined up one day apart.
Yeah, but they haven't had a spaceship. They had a fancy van.
They've had an autobahn,
which is a bit bigger and like a lot more nicer, expensive. Way more expensive. But yeah, they were so nice, and it was just really nice to like chat to travellers.
Yeah, travellers. There was a couple of French girls, a couple of German girls. There was a family of 5 on the trip.
Yeah, and there was, like, this old couple as well. It was, like, a real mix of people.
There was such a mix of people. Yeah, the old couple, the woman was really cool as well. She just joined the chats for the whole evening.
The husband was just, like, gone.
I think he went to bed.
I don't think he spoke to... Like, I literally didn't even barely saw him. But, yeah, she was lovely. They were also, like, they were from Perth, and they were doing the drive from Brisbane to Perth. Or Sydney to Perth, something like that. But, yeah, dinner was just so nice.
Yeah, like everyone was just, like, having some drinks, having a barbecue, and just getting to know each other.
Mm-hmm.
It was really nice.
Our second tale is from when we arrived back from Fraser Island. So we arrived back at Freedom Hostel, and first thing we were like, oh, we really need to shower.
Yeah, really wanted to shower.
We really wanted to shower, like, covered in sand. Our towels were gross. We also needed to do laundry.
Mm-hmm.
So we go and put the tap on. No water comes out. So then we start panicking. Well, not panicking, but we were like, why is there no water? It turns out, like, a main pipe had burst in the road. And, like, the whole hostel had no water.
It was really bad. Because also we needed drinking water.
We still had about 2 litres of water left.
Yeah, we had some, but we still needed more. Especially if we were going to, like, use it for, like, brushing our teeth and, like, everything.
Yeah, because you need it for cooking, you need it for brushing your teeth. Yeah. Like, water is so essential.
essential part of life.
But, yeah, so we were like, oh, well, we can't really do anything about it now. Maybe we'll go have dinner. Well, we half showered because there was a little trickle.
Yeah, there was a trickle of water coming out.
Yeah, so we tried to shower, and then we were like, right, let's just go to dinner and try and do laundry in the morning.
Mm.
And then...
The next morning, there was no water again.
Yeah, we put a wash on.
Yeah, and then that stuff wasn't wet, hardly. It was, like, a bit damp.
It was just quite annoying.
It was, like, very annoying.
It was very inconvenient.
But we were saved with mozzarella and jam.
Mozzarella and jam?
Yeah, for breakfast. We didn't need boiled water for porridge or coffee. We didn't have anything. We just had dry, plain mozzarella and jam.
Which, to anyone who doesn't know, for Pesach, which is Passover in the Jewish tradition, you should be saying this. You're the one who's...
It's a type of unleavened bread, and I would have mozzarella and jam for breakfast at home on Passover. And we managed to get some mozzarella in a supermarket in Mudalaba here. So we had that for breakfast that day.
Yeah, and it was actually, I liked it.
You liked it?
It's just crackers and jam. Like, crackers aren't great, but, like, I will eat it. I will eat anything.
Yeah, it wasn't the worst mozzarella.
Yeah. We solved the laundry situation as well with the water. We went to a laundromat, which Hannah didn't know existed. She didn't know that there were just laundry service places.
Just apparently there's laundromats all over the world, you said, and I had no idea this was a thing. So in Harvey Bay, maybe this is why my Harvey Bay rating was higher than yours as well, because I was so impressed
by the laundry service.
That we just went to this laundromat, which is just like a building full of washing machines. I was amazed. And they even had, because we didn't have coins, they even had a dispenser of coins. Yeah. So it all worked out perfectly. Great. We managed to do a wash, get a coffee, come back, clean clothes.
Very nice.
I was super impressed. So all our problems from the morning were solved. And I did shower at some point as well.
Hannah is very easily impressed.
I'm quite easily impressed. Because most things I'm confused about. So then if I learn stuff, I'm like, wow.
Wow. On to lessons learned of the week. So if you're going to Fraser Island and you're booking a tour from Rainbow Beach, we had a issue with just trying to figure out what to do with our camper van when we were going to be on Fraser Island. And we thought, oh, we'll stay at the Freedom Hostel and we'll pay to park our car at Freedom Hostel, which is a perfectly viable option, but you are paying for it. Turns out that we really could have just left the camper van outside of the hostel, because there was so much free parking outside and it would have been just as secure. Like, the parking in the hostel was just through a gate.
Yeah, it was just through a gate, which isn't, I don't even think the gate was shut or locked or anything.
Yeah.
So, like, it's not particularly any safer, and Rainbow Beach is apparently a very safe place. And people on the tour had done that as well.
Yeah, like parked. Lois and Nathan had.
Yeah, so had parked just outside. So you can save a little bit of money. It wasn't crazy expensive to leave the van there, but you can move the van from the car park to just outside the hostel and leave it there as well, and it would be perfectly safer.
Yeah, so that was our number one lesson from Fraser Island.
Well, I'd say this is also a number one lesson, is to buy your alcohol for Fraser Island before going to Fraser Island and not on the island, and you should buy it before Good Friday. So
yeah, so we had planned to buy it before we went on to Fraser Island, but obviously Fraser Island was on the weekend, so we arrived at Rainbow Beach on Friday, and then we went straight, well, we didn't go straight to the shops. We went to the shops at about 4 p.m.
It was like 5 p.m.
Which by that point, the shops were shut.
Yeah, and we went to, I think,
three or four different
liquor stores in Rainbow Beach.
Just to get some, like, ciders.
Just so to try and get any kind of alcohol for Fraser Island, because they say that you should take your own alcohol with you for the evening. Mm-hmm. And
also, by the way, you're not allowed glass on Fraser Island.
Yeah.
It's another thing to know.
But all of them were shut, so we were out of luck. When we actually met the tour group, a lot of people had had this, everyone couldn't get alcohol on Friday and hadn't thought about it before Friday. So then people wanted to stop at a liquor store on the island, so we did manage to stop at one which was open, and we got some ciders, but
they were so expensive,
ridiculously expensive in comparison. So definitely buy alcohol before you go.
Yeah. The final lesson of this week is, whoever has Nationwide or Barclays, I think, as well, in order to, like, access bank accounts online, you have to have a card reader, which is super annoying, because just, like, for digital banking, my app stopped working, and so I had to, like, reset it and then re-log into my internet banking, and silly Sarah forgot her card reader from the UK, and so I've not been able to access all my money, basically, for like 2 days. And then also another thing that I forgot to do, I've lost my SIM card for my phone.
Yeah.
Hannah doesn't believe that I've lost it.
Well, I was like, I believe you've lost it. I'm just hopeful that we'll be able to find it, because
I've lost hope.
It's annoying.
No,
for you.
It's just funny, because at the beginning, when we first put our SIM cards in that we bought at the airport in Australia, we were both like, we need to keep these safe. Hannah was like, make sure you put it in a safe place so that you don't lose it.
Yeah, and now she can't find it.
No, I know where I put it. I know that it's not there anymore and that it's fallen out. I put it in my purse because it had a zip compartment, and it's the only zip compartment that I have. And so I put it in there, and I'm pretty sure whilst we've been taking coins out of the purse, it's come out as well.
Well, I hope we find it.
Yeah.
For your sake.
Yeah, so then I had to have the whole faff of getting my parents to get the text message sent to them. Anyway, just bring a card reader if you're with Nationwide or Barclays abroad with you, because it's a real faff if you can't. Apparently you can get like an Australian card reader that will work.
You can get any card reader, they said.
Yeah, so it's not the end of the world, but
just prep for needing it.
Prep like, for needing access to your digital banking.
Yeah.
Which I had prepped.
No, you had considered and then took it out of the case.
No, I think I just put it on the side and then last minute forgot to put it in.
Oh.
Anyway. Silly Sarah.
Silly Sarah.
Now for our highs and our lows.
Very nice.
So what's your high of the week?
So I got like a main high of the week and then like a sort of...
A side high.
Side high that kind of joins along with it. Is that allowed?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. So my main high is Lake Mackenzie.
Mm-hmm.
Because Lake Mackenzie was just beautiful. So that's the lake that we visited on the second day of Fraser Island, which I'd say is the top thing to see on Fraser Island, the most well-known thing. So you take this massive inland track and then you have to do like a very short walk from the car park just to get there. But as soon as you see it, like, it's just amazing. And swimming in it was so clear and the water was just so peaceful. And we did like a little photo shoot there.
We got really cool photos on the GoPro.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we used the GoPro, which was so much fun. Because you could proper use it underwater there and like take videos and take pictures underwater and like actually see yourself rather than like have waves crashing all over you.
Mm.
So yeah, Lake Mackenzie, I just loved it. It was just really, really nice. And then my side high, which was when we got back from Fraser Island and we were reunited with Stan. I was just really happy. And I felt like I had, like, come home. And after, like, sleeping in a tent for only one night, and it really wasn't bad. Like, I wasn't freezing and there weren't, like, many bugs. And, like,
it was just hard floor.
It was just solid floor and, like, being back to like
the camper
van and our nice bed, which isn't even like that nice, but like I like it and like it feels homely.
It's gonna be so hard to part with Stan.
Yeah, I was just really happy when we were reunited with Stan, even after like a day. So yeah, that's my side high of the week, was our reunion with Stan, because it was nice to be back.
Nice.
What's your high of the week?
My high, I did love Lake Mackenzie,
mm-hmm.
but I preferred Eli Creek.
Really?
I really liked just going on a dinghy and going down.
It was a lazy river.
A lazy river. And yeah. It was just really fun to like go around once and then go around again on the dinghy. And just, yeah.
It was really chilled. It was
I wish it
relaxed,
was sunny and I wish we could have, like, it would have been amazing if Benny, the tour guide, said that usually, like, if it's a really hot day, like, they would stay there for a couple of hours, everyone would have a couple of beers, and then just go down the lazy river in a dinghy having a beer. And it sounded amazing. I was like, I want this experience. But I still loved it the way that we had it. Like, it was still fun.
It was really chilled and, like, it was just a very calm, like, calm thing to do.
Yeah. So I'd say Eli Creek. I just preferred...
Over Lake Mackenzie, wow.
Like, as in, like, I loved Lake Mackenzie, but I wasn't feeling... I was still quite tired, to be honest with you.
It was still early in the morning. We got there and it was only just, like, 9 o'clock.
I think I was still waking up, so I wasn't appreciating it as much.
Yeah,
whereas I really appreciated Eli Creek. I think I also liked it because I drove to Eli Creek, I think. Or like, I got in the car and drove at some point, and I really enjoyed driving the 4WD. Okay. I loved the driving.
Yeah, driving on the sand was so, so cool.
Like, I really wanted to drive again on the second day. I was like, please, just let me drive. Yeah, so that was my high.
Nice.
What was your low?
My low this week... So I didn't really... It took me a while to think of, like, when I was, like, low this week, because I feel like...
It's been a good week
It's been a great week again. But I did do something really stupid this week, which really annoyed me. So I went to go and put the washing on, which actually was fine in hindsight because there was no water. So kind of what I did wasn't too bad because the clothes didn't get washed anyway. But I was like up early and I was like, okay, I'm going to go put the washing on now. Sarah was like, you okay to do this? So I was like, yeah, I got this. All I need to do, joked about it. I was like, all I need to do is remember the washing tablets. And I go, put the wash on. And I'm so focused about like making sure the door's shut, following all the instructions, put it on the right temperature, that I actually
Didn't
even put the washing tablets in. And I didn't know how to come back and tell Sarah. I was like, do I just tell her straight up?
You came back, like, so, like, guess what I forgot? And I was like, it can't be washing my tablets. Like, we literally had this conversation 2 minutes ago. It can't be. So I was listing off all the other things that it could be.
I was like, just go back to the basic one. What have I not done? Didn't put the stupid washing tablets in the machine. And I was so annoyed. But yeah. Actually, I saved one or two washing tablets from being wasted. What about you? What's your low this week?
So my low this week is from yesterday. So we were in Harvey Bay. Maybe this is why I didn't like Harvey Bay as well. I just woke up not feeling in a great mood. Like, sometimes you just wake up and you're just not got the right headspace for the day.
Yeah.
Not really sure why. Like, I think I was missing people from back home quite a bit. Like, just people from Bristol, and yeah, I just wasn't really feeling it, so that was probably my low. But also one of my lows was losing my second earrings when we were on Fraser Island.
And my butterfly.
Yeah, I'm really, really sad, because people who know me know that I like my jewellery all to match, and I like to put it all in every day, and it's either all silver or it has to be all gold. And I've lost my only pair of second earrings that are gold, and now I can't wear...
Second piercing earrings.
And now I can't wear a full
gold
set.
Yeah.
A full gold set. And now that I'm tanned, a gold set looks nicer than a silver set. So I'm really upset.
Should we move on to our interesting facts for the week?
Yes, of course.
Go on then, do you want to start me off with an interesting fact about Fraser Island?
So, as we said, Benny, our tour guide, had a ton of interesting facts. I was loving it. So, Fraser Island is completely sand island. It's the largest in the world that's sand. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
It's 75 miles long. And like 15 miles wide? Yeah, I can't remember wide. But yeah, I think this is, again, didn't expect it to be such a big island. But it is a massive.
Huge.
And it's, yeah, like, and what's crazy is, like, the forests and everything that was inland, all those trees are sprouting up from sand. Like, there's no earth
it's really cool.
whatsoever. I don't understand how they're there. It's really cool.
Yeah, it doesn't really make sense. I also had a fact about Fraser Island, about the shipwreck that we went to. Mm-hmm. What was the shipwreck called?
Mahino Shipwreck.
So it's, like, slanted. And Benny said that the guy that was, whose, like, ship it was, I think, who was going to get married, and he was going to get married on the ship. And then once the shipwreck had happened, he then didn't know where he was going to get married. And they were like, oh, still coming, like, get married on the ship and the shipwreck. So he still came and got married there. And then for the photos, all the photos are slanted because the camera's balanced at the angle of that, so they then had to, like, adjust all the pictures some way. I can't remember many of the details, but I just thought it was funny. And then Sarah and Ryan on our tour, we was like, you should, they're getting married, and we were like, you should come and get married here and have, like, all your photos here. And she wasn't very impressed by having wonky wedding photos.
Fair enough. Nice. I'm impressed by that.
Thank you.
My other interesting fact for you is from the distillery today.
Oh, yes.
So, Bundaberg rum. You know that Bunda normally means, like...
Bunda, your butt.
Your big butt.
Yeah.
Bunda actually means important man in Aboriginal...
Oh, how sexist.
Yeah, I know. I was like, that's not great.
There was definitely more women there.
What?
At the distillery.
Oh, as in, like, employees?
As in, like, I just thought in general the people that I saw today was mainly women.
Yeah, but, like, Bundaberg, like, the whole... It was formed by, like, all these men.
Yeah.
The, like, made the factory, distillery.
That created the rum.
Yeah. Anyway, and another interesting fact is that the yeast that is used to make the rum, because obviously each rum has its own unique taste, and so the Bundaberg rum has a specific yeast that they use, and the yeast that they use is actually stored in the UK.
Yeah, in Norwich. Yeah.
And it just means that if a fire ever happens, then... they're all okay because the yeast can just be flown across 2 days and they can start the factory up again with their specific unique taste that they need.
Yeah, they said they could still be making rum again within 48 hours.
Mm-hmm.
So now we're in Agnes Waters and 1770 and we're right now still heading up towards Early Beach.
Which is where the Whitsundays is and where we're going to be doing a tour again.
Yeah, so we're going to get to Early Beach on Friday and on Saturday afternoon we are going on a Whitsundays tour.
It's a New Horizons two-day, two-night tour.
Yeah, so we get back Monday afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really looking forward to it. I'm really hoping the weather's going to be okay, that the tour goes ahead and that we don't get too seasick.
Because Whitsundays is the number one thing to do in Australia.
It looks so pretty on the pictures and I just hope it does in real life.
Same.
And you're meant to, like, hopefully we'll be able to go snorkelling in the Great Barrier Reef and, like, see amazing things.
Yeah, the tour sounds amazing. Like, they have, like, a banana boat. They have, like, slides going into, from, because you stay on a yacht.
Yeah.
For two days, two nights.
Oh. It looks and sounds really, really cool. Let's just keep everything crossed that it happens and that to it be works sunny. Out.
Yeah.
That it's all good.
Yeah, but until we get there, we still got a whole 10 hours of driving until we get to Early Beach.
Hopefully a bit less now.
Yeah.
Maybe like 6 or 8.
So tomorrow we're going to be 1770.
And then we're
there's not
up.
Much in between. We're going to go to this place called Mackay.
Cape Hillsborough National Park. There's Conway National Park. And then we'll get to Early Beach and spend some time in Early Beach before the tour starts.
Yeah. So if you want to stay updated, subscribe to this podcast. Give us a 5-star review. We'd love to see it. We're so close to hitting 100 plays on our very first episode.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What are we on now?
We're on 95 at the moment.
Sarah loves the analytics.
So keep sharing with your friends and family and, like, with any other travellers, because I would have loved to have this podcast before. No, but genuinely, before we arrived in Australia, just to tell us where to go and, like, what things are worth going to, what things aren't. So, like, if you are a traveller, like, tell your friends.
Yeah. You can follow us on Instagram at the Travelling 2 Podcast. And if you want to send us anything, not a gift, but you can send us an email at the Travelling 2...
Why would someone send a gift?
I don't know. You know, like, it sounded like I was asking people to send us a present. You can email us at thetravellingtopod@gmail.com.
Nice. So thank you for listening.
And we'll be back in your ears again next week.
Bye.